Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Morena, David Slack.
Morena, Amelia Rosetta, how are you both?
Hey, David. We're very well. How are you?
Well, I'm pleased. Actually, it just occurred to me that I maybe left very curious listeners hanging a couple of weeks ago when I said I was going off to get my heart looked at, and then I never actually gave you a follow-up.
Oh, my gosh, that's true.
So I'm pleased to say it's really good.
Awesome.
The cardiologist was very pleased with all of the stuff, and he said that actually their palpitations are clearly being caused by something quite minor. All of the fundamental aspects of the heart are pumping like a machine of beauty.
So, good. So. That's what we like to hear. Good to hear it. Now, we've also got some news that might be music to some people's ears here. The latest polls.
One machine that's not working very well.
Yeah. Oh, dear. This coalition is not very popular at the moment, is it?
No, and you know, it didn't actually start out all that popular either. It wasn't voted in with great acclamation. It was only able to form a government by getting two other parties to agree to the deal, and that is lackluster. And it has deteriorated from that. And the Prime Minister, or as I prefer to style him in my newsletter, old mate grab a seat, is not doing very well at all for them. And it's interesting, actually. You know, in my social circle, I include in it a couple of former National Party MPs, and they will say, you know, quite, they will actually volunteer it, more in sorrow than anger. He's useless. You know?
Wow.
They really don't rate him. And, you know, I think there was, at the outset, an expectation that somebody who had appeared on paper to have been so successful would be just what they needed after a revolving door of leaders. But he's not what they were looking for at all, because it turns out that a lot of people who have made on paper a success of their career in business are not necessarily all that capable, you know. But this guy, they're just good at kissing ass and saying the right thing and getting hitting the numbers and making sure their team hit the numbers so that they keep getting the promotions and ending up in the CEO suite. But that doesn't actually make you the kind of person that you're looking for in a prime minister. It's a whole lot more than just keeping a business going. And he can't even do that.
Well, I know. I mean, New Zealand's not a business. It's a whole country.
No.
So puzzle me that.
I used this analogy last night in the newsletter that I was saying, look, I really don't like that analogy of a business, because as you rightly say, a country is not a business. But there is this point to make, and that is, you never see, when a restaurant gets taken over, the people running it saying, sorry, our menu's a bit shit, it's the fault of the last management. When you take over, it's your job to say, well, here are my good ideas, here's my new menu, here's where we're going with it.
Yeah.
This is a government that can only see to cut things, impede things, lay people off, and they've taken the utterly wrong-headed approach of dealing with what they perceive to be a big inflation problem, and that's arguable, by cutting government spending, when economists have loudly and uniformly told them, no, this is not an occasion for cutting spending, that's not going to fix the problem you think you've got. And sure enough, it hasn't, and sure enough, we've got a contracting economy. Now, at a certain point, when that happens, you then get a rebound. So certain boosters, like, say, Mike Hosking, will get on his radio and say, happy days are here again. We can see that it's going to be 1 point something next year in growth and 2 point something the following year in growth. But that's because you're working off a smaller base and you're starting to get a little momentum again. But it's not enough. And The much, much larger problem is, and we've talked about this before, that we have an economy that is fundamentally out of whack, that doesn't have enough diversity to it and isn't attuned to the 21st century markets. And if we were doing all of that, there would be jobs for young people, there would be growth, there would not be the lingering sense that the lights are just flickering here.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by having a the kind of restaurant that has a new menu and says, try this, try this plate, try this one.
We've got a special.
Love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think eventually Luxon's going to have to kind of force himself out just because everyone thinks he's useless? Do you think that's the way it's going?
Brutal, man.
Well, there's such a drumbeat going now. And in particular, Matthew Hooton wrote a column in the Herald last week that really kind of gave license for every other commentator to jump in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the point was that Hooton is very well connected. Well, he's very well connected, but sometimes when you read him, you're not quite sure if he's interviewing the people he knows well or his keyboard. Nonetheless, it was clear in this case that there's a lot of that disaffection that I was just describing too. You know, when you've got former MPs are saying, "This guy's pants," you know, there's a problem. And he was doing a laundry list of the recent disasters, like claiming credit for an Amazon deal that had actually been struck by the previous government, and furthermore doesn't appear to actually necessarily be happening at all. So the 1,000 jobs it was supposed to be creating may not exist anyway.
Yeah.
You had him doing a real cringe invitation to Taylor Swift to come and have her wedding here.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh, that was so hard to watch. That was actually difficult to watch.
I just, the comments though, like, made me, restored some faith for me, because he got roasted. He got ripped to shreds in the comments.
On a spit.
And that's utterly it. You know, I cannot think of a prime minister who has gone from sort of hero to zero in as fast as this ever.
Really?
You know, you usually in your first term, you're doing fine to the end of the first 3 years. And I'm an old man now. I've seen a lot of prime ministers in Aotearoa, and I have never seen this happen before. And part of it is because of that point I was making at the start, that, you know, he didn't come roaring in on a wave of acclaim. He got there at a limp. So there's that. But you're right. When people are roasting the cringe like that, you know that there's no connection at all. And then you have pick a week and you've got him doing something bloody awful. So this was the laundry list that Hooton was running. And so then everybody else was saying, well, this guy's dog tucker. And what happens then, again, drawing on my experience of watching a lot of prime ministers come in and go, is nothing happens immediately, but behind the scene, a little bit like your swan who's graceful on the top, and underneath those, the little legs are going like nobody's business. And that's probably what's going on behind the scenes in this party. The people who would like to be prime minister one day, considering, and I mean in particular Chris Bishop, looking at it all and saying, does this work for me if I do this now, or does that mean that I've taken a hospital pass and I lose the next election, and then my fond dreams of being a prime minister since I was a kid have evaporated? And so they do or they don't, and then but if they say I do, then they go and they work the numbers, and likewise perhaps somebody like Erica Stanford, or people who think Erica Stanford is their shining hope, because she's clearly enchanted the media. Although, you know, on closer inspection, you might argue she's actually been captured by some fairly conservative education types, and she's happily just implementing all of their recommendations. So that suggests somebody who's rather more biddable than you want in a prime minister. Having said all that, you know, she does do good media, and God knows that accounts for about 80% of electability these days. So there's that for her.
Speaking of good media, I just want to quickly pivot to talking about how far ACT has fallen. They are just, they're down.
Yeah. They've only ever been a niche enthusiasm. it has to be said. You know, even at their full roar, it's still only 1 in 10 people have been able have said, "Yeah, I'm into this shit."
Thank God for that.
Yeah, well, absolutely, thank God for that, because it is just so devoid of humanity. It's a simplistic, reductionist attitude that asks people and humanity to work in a way that tens of thousands of years of experience tells us people are not likely to do. And so, what's the point? Plus, which it's just so cold-hearted and cold-blooded. The kind of policy settings they've been following. And you get enough of that, and you get enough of the division created by the Treaty Principles Bill and the kind of rhetoric they've been using. And you're going to alienate, and you're going to end up with people saying, no, I don't want this. And there's a further thing to consider here, and that is, you know, we're happily chattering away about politics here, but a lot of people are just not into it and talking. Following politics, learning about it, and so you really have to really intrude into people's lives with some particular illustration of a person for them to register. Oh, that's who that Seymour guy is. Jesus, what a tool, you know. and then you've got some kind of needle shifting going on. And I say all this, and then he might do something, or Brooke GPT might do something that resonates, and they'll go.
Savage.
That's not mine, but I think it's perfect. But it is a bit savage, to be fair.
Okay. Oh, that's incredible.
I love that. We have run out of time for today, but it's always a pleasure chatting with you. You're such a laugh. Thank you, David.
Oh, thank you, David.
Nice to start the day with a laugh always.
Oh, yeah, always. Very good. Thank you so much. Have an awesome week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.